This is the modern day Hitler. He's just much smarter than Adolf Hitler ever was. And he's got all these powers behind him, including a whole bunch of billionaires in this country who will not let Israel go down for love nor money. And that's a huge complex that influences everything we do, and it's going to continue to do that. Question is, in my mind, what's it going to do it for? I still think I'm right that there will not be a Jewish state called Israel very shortly down the road. I think they've compromised that. And I think they're going to have to even, they're going to have to make some movement towards becoming a real democracy, a liberal democracy, or the rest of the world will now, having been alerted to it and being on the qui vive for it, if you will, they'll start turning the ratchets, just as they did on South Africa, but with a lot more vehemence, I think, because they've seen just how ugly this war machine is in Israel. I keep taking people back to the King David Hotel, 1946 or seven, I think it was, before they even stood up as a state. They bombed the King David Hotel to get the British to get out, you know. They bombed the King David Hotel. They killed something like 91, 92 people, some of whom were Arabs. That's